You are listening to Lee Allure. Make sure that you are seated in a comfortable position with your headphones on for the best effects. As always, avoid driving and/or operating heavy machinery while listening to the sound of my voice.
Perhaps you can sit comfortably. You can sort of wrap your hands around your upper arms like a hug. Go ahead and put your hands on your upper arms. And give yourself a little hug. And as your eyes close and as you find yourself as comfortable as you can, go ahead and just notice that anytime you need to, or perhaps anytime you hear me, you can give your upper arms a little squeeze, just gently, nothing too wild, just a gentle squeeze. And you can notice how good it feels to let that happen. And you can drop down a little bit more deeply with each squeeze, with each click, with each squeeze, with each click, with each squeeze. Dropping and sliding and sinking down more and more easily and effortlessly. As you find yourself in that state of feeling that squeeze and hearing the click, whether it's loud or soft, your unconscious mind can just know how good it feels to sink more deeply into trance. Your unconscious self can hold on to the feeling of letting go of the here and the now and the conscious, even though clearly you are here and now. But sometimes people might think that our sense of time is a little distorted because even though it's here and now, what if it was also then or when? And we don't know when those things are, but that's okay. You can be here and now, right now. Not worrying about what time it is or when it is or where you are or any of those things, because you can just find yourself knowing that you are here and it is now, and that's okay, and you can feel how good it feels to just give yourself a little hug and maybe get a smile on your face. I don't know. Only you know what it is that you're going through at any given moment. So hold on to whatever it is that you can find yourself feeling that feels really good right now. And just keep dropping and sliding and sinking back down more and more deeply. And if at any point in time it sort of is just too much effort and too much trouble to keep your hands on your arms, you may notice that as you drop more deeply into trance, they just slide down and down until they're really not hugging you at all. But maybe when I click and you squeeze, part of you can still feel that little hug sensation, and it can feel really great. So go ahead and just give into that. Just drop down a little bit more and a little bit more deeply right now. As you get to that place where your unconscious mind can know that it feels so amazing to just be held like that, to just feel so snug like that, perhaps to find yourself encapsulated in that way that maybe you get cocooned or burritoed in a blanket, the way that lets you feel really nicely held. There's a nice thing about being held, isn't there? It feels relaxing and comfortable, as long as you want to be held by the person you can imagine. And as you perhaps think about what that's like and what that feels like, maybe when you do that, your brain releases dopamine, and that helps you feel really perfectly happy and calm. Maybe you find yourself feeling excited and aroused too, so maybe there's a little bit of adrenaline there, I don't know. But whatever it is that your brain does that allows you to feel really great, when you find yourself getting a hug, allow yourself to feel that again right now. Allow your mind to just accept that and to notice how good it can feel, to let that get anchored in, for you to find yourself giving a little squeeze or maybe just clenching your hand a little bit when you hear that click at this point in time. And the more you find yourself in that place and in that state of dropping down easily and deeply, of feeling yourself giving in to being deeply in trance, and of going more and more and more deeply into trance with any given moment, the easier it can become for your unconscious self to just accept and to say yes, that going deeply into trance can feel so fantastic for you, that going into trance can begin to be even more powerfully amazing for you, just like that, right now, dropping down more and more deeply into that state where your unconscious mind is happy to be there, happy to give in right now, drop and drop down more powerfully. Feel what that's like, and feel yourself surrendering and giving in, and holding on to how powerful it is for your unconscious mind really wants to feel so fascinating. Just drop down more deeply, drop down more powerfully, right now. And the more your unconscious mind takes you down more deeply into the state of trance, perhaps the more amazingly you can find yourself experiencing those hugs as they get better and better, to notice that squeeze and that tightness does something really powerful for you. Perhaps as you do that, whether you are literally doing that or just doing that as you hear the click, it might feel as though there's something inside you that you are squeezing out, a thing that needed to come out of you. While you find yourself feeling those feelings and putting those feelings deeply in, allow your unconscious mind to simply accept and to know how fascinatingly good that is to get rid of those things. There are all sorts of ways to get rid of things, and I'm always fascinated by what it is that we can let go of. I'm always fascinated by the things that we hold on to that we don't need anymore, by the things that we hold on to that we would like to shake ourselves free of, or untie ourselves from, or squeeze out of us. And I always like the idea that when we get rid of stuff like that, it gives us more room and more space within us. More room and more space within us to feel so much better. More space within us to feel free and liberated. More space within us to let our unconscious mind feel even better. Do you know what that's like to feel even better right now? Do you know what it's like to find yourself thinking about the ways that you can feel better in the future? I'd like right now for you to imagine this weekend. I'd like you to find yourself thinking about the weekend. And I'd like you right now to, while you think about the weekend, this Saturday and Sunday, I'd like you to let any good words that you possibly can pop into your head. And that might be something like sleeping in late. It might be flexibility and freedom. If you have to work, it might be, I get to see my coworkers. I get to make money. If you have to go to work, I'm so sorry. But I hope that if you do work, you at least enjoy your job. That's cruel. I hope you all enjoy your jobs. And I hope that you can get to do them whenever you'd like. So, as you find yourself thinking about the weekend, no matter what it is that you have to do, I'd like you to find yourself thinking about the very best of reasons why you can have a fantastic weekend on Saturday and Sunday. And maybe that's because you get to spend time with friends or family. Maybe that's because you get to read a book or watch something or play a game. Whatever it is, allow yourself to think about the upcoming weekend with the very best of thoughts and intentions and words and phrases in your mind. And notice how good that can feel. Think about the words and phrases that you can possibly have inside your head, and let that get a little bit more powerful. So you find yourself thinking about it, and you find yourself thinking about all the things that you might do or not do. Maybe you get to think about sleeping in, or maybe you get to think about being productive, or maybe there's stuff that needs to get done that you just know you're going to find some time to finish it. So whatever it is, allow yourself to think about these things that you're going to find yourself doing on the weekend. And then imagine all these words that allow you to feel really great and really powerfully positive about the weekend ahead of you. And then imagine yourself on Monday, knowing that you did all these things in the weekend that allowed you to feel really fantastic and really good about yourself. Hold on to both that for the weekend and that for Monday. And perhaps as you find yourself doing that, you clench your hands a little bit or give yourself a squeeze. And when you do that, you can find yourself just feeling really fantastic. More and more fantastic as you find yourself thinking about the days ahead, the weekend, and then Monday. And all of that can become more strongly wonderful for you. So let your unconscious mind give into that. Drop down deeper and deeper and notice that as you find yourself thinking about the weekend, as you find yourself thinking about Monday, you can notice that the weekend allows you to feel fantastic, whatever it is that you choose to do. As you find yourself thinking right now about words that are powerful and positive about what it is that you might do and how good it will feel to do those things, and whatever way it does feel good, whether it actually is a physical good or whether it's a mental good. Hold on to how nice that is, and then find yourself thinking about Monday and just realizing how great you feel because you got to do all those things on the weekend. And then drop down more and more deeply into trance right now. Feel how good it becomes for your brain to just accept that you can do these things so wonderfully and that you can feel better and better and better as each and every one of those ideas pops into your head. Maybe before the session started, maybe you were thinking about certain things and going inside your mind to the extent that you can do it. Maybe you had a really interesting experience. Maybe you have a really interesting experience going on right now. And whatever kind of experience you have here today, you can notice that it's yours and yours alone to enjoy and appreciate. Always in the driver's seat. Why do streams run day and night in ceaseless flow? One of my favorite things, quotes, is the saying that you can't step in the same stream twice. And I love that because the stream is never the same. It's always moving and flowing. And we are never the same after we've stepped in a stream once, that particular stream. We've done it before and we've been changed. And I don't know why I love that so much, but I always enjoy the idea that we are constantly upgrading and learning and adjusting ourselves to do new things. Even now, you are all different than you were before, because none of us had ever heard these words that I've said in the way that we did, and you probably have never squeezed your arms to my words like that before. In this room, everything is new, everything is brand new, and everything can be better than you thought it might be. So drop down more and more deeply right now, and perhaps you're one of the people in here that doesn't even listen to the words. Some people that come in here do not listen to any of the words at all. They just tune out the words. They totally ignore them. Or they just pay attention to something else. And they just let it go and have fun inwardly. Please don't listen to the words. But you don't know what you're talking about. But I don't know what I'm talking about. Maybe none of us know what we're talking about. Can you find yourself feeling how good that is to let sensations flow through your body, things you didn't even know that you were aware of, that you can find yourself to be aware of right now? While you breathe comfortably and easily, while you drop down more deeply, while your unconscious mind makes subtle changes to the way you feel, to the way you move, to the way you're aware of things or unaware of things, and every breath can take you deeper and deeper into trance. Perhaps time slows down or speeds up, but it doesn't matter what happens. Your unconscious mind can be good at just about anything you'd like to find yourself doing, and maybe right now you'd like to find yourself feeling even better than you were. Maybe your mind is simply wandering, and it doesn't really matter that you do anything at all, because the things that I say may seemingly have nothing to do with your situation at all. Other than that, of course, you can find yourself dropping down more deeply and feeling better and better every single time. And maybe your body allows your mind to know that it's feeling a certain way, and your mind then directs your body to let that feeling spread and feel better. And I wonder how simple it is for your mind to just drop down more deeply, to just accept that being in this state allows you to experience new things and wonderful things, whether you remember them or not. I always love the idea that people can get better and better at amnesia. I like the idea that it is a particular skill that your mind can appreciate. I mean, after all, there are very few people who have those perfectly strong memories, those wonder memories, and even those people don't remember everything anyway. Every time we remember something, we adjust it in some way. So I wonder right now, if you had a memory that you would like to adjust, that you could find yourself thinking about it, and then in thinking about it, you could make it better. You could adjust what happened or adjust what resources you had to do a thing. You could adjust how much more amazing you felt while you were doing it. You could adjust how much confidence or power you had. You could make everything better. Perhaps you can imagine whatever it is that would have helped make it better to begin with. Sometimes, in some situations, I imagine a giant sledgehammer just taking out something that I didn't appreciate at the time. And then some days I just want to make sure that younger me knows that everything is all right, that we'll get through it, and that we're all going to be okay. We don't always make the best decisions in life, but it's okay. We can be aware that the decisions we make are the best ones we know how to make, and that we can always learn to do better ones. We can always learn to drop deeper into trance right now, enjoying the way it feels, to be comfortable, to being encapsulated, to being wrapped up, to feeling that pull of our hands on our arms or just curling a little bit. And it can feel so fascinating to let your body and your mind give in to each and every one of these suggestions in the way that feels best for you. So a lot of times I do sessions where I ask people to move so I can talk with their unconscious mind and their unconscious mind give me a yes answer by using idea motor responses and twitching their finger. Sometimes they nod their head or they just say yes or they type to me, whatever works for them better. Sometimes I just ask their hand to give mine a little squeeze. I really like doing that sort of thing. I like that connection that I think I can get when I work with people one-on-one like that. And I just like feeling the little involuntary movements of somebody's hand in mine, with their unconscious mind saying yes to me, telling me that they've done a thing, or yes, that a thing will be done. And I really enjoy that an unconscious mind can speak to me so effortlessly in a way that doesn't have to involve the conscious at all. They don't need to talk. They don't need to open their eyes. If they wanted to, they could. If they could find themselves staying deeply in trance while allowing their unconscious mind to talk to me, they just might. But you can notice how fascinating it becomes for your brain to just go more deeply down and to feel even better and to realize that you can be good at something. And then as you find yourself doing a thing, you're altered, you're changed, you're different than you were for the better. And that no matter what it is that you find yourself doing this weekend, you can notice that those things too change you for the better and feel really fantastic. And the more you find yourself changed for the better and feeling really fantastic on Monday, you can find yourself smiling at all the things you did and feel really great Monday too. And I wonder what else it will take for you to finally let go of something that was within you, that was doing something less than practical. Maybe with every squeeze of your hand or your hand on your arms, you notice that as it ekes out of you, that at some point in time, it just feels like it's not there anymore. So could we fill that up with some of those lovely chemicals that your brain knows how to share, that your brain knows how to make, that your brain knows how to distribute easily and effortlessly throughout your entire body to allow you to simply feel better than you expected? How much better do you think you can feel? And how much better would you like to feel? I often think about the way people feel in terms of pleasure, but not exclusively, because maybe our brain just needs to feel so very good. Maybe our brain just really needs to be like, ooh, like you've been given a little shot of some kind of happy juice in a way that is delightful, never addictive, always just so wonderful to have, to know that you could feel that again. But right now you can experience it in the way that you find yourself experiencing it, and it can be fantastic and delightful to allow your unconscious mind to feel so good, to know that whatever it is that you find yourself doing this weekend, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to find yourself thinking about all the positive things about what you're going to do this weekend, and on Monday, when you have to do whatever else it is you're going to do, you can find yourself feeling really fantastic and smiling wonderfully, and feeling how very good it is when you smile wonderfully, to remember how good the weekend made you feel. So hold on to all of that. On the count of 10, perhaps you can share with us something that's going to feel really fantastic to do this weekend, if you'd like. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 eyes open. 9 breathing in, stretching a little bit, feeling better, and 10 feeling fantastic right here, right now.
Thank you for listening.